Ladies and gentlemen, will you please give a warm welcome to Don Francisco.
Christ for too long has been a spectator situation where, you know, a few people get up on the platform on Sundays, everybody watches and applauds what they do, then everybody goes home and they expect the full-time staff to take care of the work all the rest of the week. That's not how it's supposed to be. I think everybody in their heart knows that. Satan works overtime to keep Christians from knowing who they are and what they're capable of. Every single born-again Christian is capable of the same things Jesus did, and even greater things. So many times we've been convinced to settle for less. The gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. He has chosen you, and He's chosen you to go and bear fruit, that your fruit might remain eternal fruit.
Like a king who hides in the shadows, while a thief usurps his throne, you stumble down through all your days without direction. While the soldiers and the servants who should be at your command are all abandoned to surrender and defection. As the kingdom groans beneath the load, your feet go running down the road. In panic, you've forgotten all I've told you. If you just call, you'd see me there at the very instant of your prayer. But you've bought a bill of goods the liar sold you. But I have chosen you. There's no need to run away. I have chosen you. Why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all, I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied. A slave who wears the collar of a hard and cruel man and is convinced that he deserves the treatment given. Tortured to believing nothing's ever going to change till you've forgotten there was ever more to live in. But as you struggle with your load, the messengers come down the road of a slave who flees in fear as he beholds them. They break your chains and set you free to stand amazed in liberty. And at last they give the word God has told them. I have chosen you, and I will not turn you down. I have chosen you, you were born to wear a crown. I'll give you what you need to carry on, till all that stands opposed to you is gone. I know the devil's cut you down and made you feel so small. I've seen your desperation with your back against the wall. I'll still be here beside you, even if you can't live, until you see my love for you is all you need to win. I have chosen you, and I will not turn you down. I have chosen you, you were born to wear a crown. I'll give you what you need to carry on, till all that stands opposed to you is gone. I have chosen you, there's no need to run away. I have chosen you, why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all, I've been right by your side. Ask me now, you will not be denied. Ask me now, you will not be denied. Ask me now, you will not be denied.
You ever walk up a church to a brother and say, you know, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" He says, "Oh, bless God, brother, isn't God good? Hallelujah!" And you just go, "Huh?" You know, what's that person really thinking? What's he really feeling? I doubt if people in England talk like that, you know. Americans are noisy. Hear, you know, someone would probably say, "Oh, I'm fine, thank you very much." You know. And in both cases, you know, you're still not sure. And it really seems to be this unwritten rule that if you're a Christian, that everything's fine, all the time, fine. And it's not always like that. You see, the Lord doesn't want us to be tough. Because then we can't feel. We can't feel the hurts that other people feel. But when we're hurt, He wants us to come to Him so He can heal us. Don't be ashamed about being hurt and about needing to be healed. Because it ain't no sin to get the blues. Some people, when you walk up and talk to them, they wear this manufactured smile. You can't tell if they're really happy. Or just trying to be in style. It's like somebody told them, only sinners ever frown. Baby, when you're really hurt, it ain't no crime for being down. Now obedience, that means suffering. And to some, that may be news. Jesus paid a lifetime membership. Yes, He did. But you still gotta pay some dues. Job's comforters are standing round you, and your prayers just seem refused. Don't you lie about your troubles, don't you do it. It ain't no sin to get the blues. But others make it clear that if it were possible, they'd rewrite the epistles and the gospels so that nobody ever had to shed a tear. Everybody gotta suffer sometime. We all gotta work on our salvation. Jesus never told you, ain't it never get a hold of you. He said, "I'll never leave you, never leave you all alone." So you feel those tears start rolling,
don't you go and get yourself all confused. Cause he'll dry those tears if you just go ahead and cry. It's no sin to get the blues.
Early last fall, I sang at a very, very small tent meeting in a very small town, and a man got born again that night. And afterwards, when we were talking to him, we learned that he had been on his way to kill himself that same night, and he heard the music there off to the side of the road, and he thought he'd just maybe stop for a few more minutes. So I just really wanted you to know that this next song is a true story, and it's what happened on one particular night.
I could not remember when I'd ever felt so down. hopes split up. I had some friends around, but this morning I was all alone. All I had left was this truck I owned, and I was rolling down the road, feeling like nobody loved me. Bought myself a six pack in some little Utah town. Just to bend it all 6 feet down. Found me a curve with a cliff outside. Turned around and headed off for one last ride. Cause I was sick and tired of living in a world where nobody loved me. But then I heard the music from a 10-mile road, and I stopped just to listen a while. They were singing about Jesus, freedom and love. Every face that I saw had a smile. Then a preacher stood up, and what he had to say, I don't know how he knew, but it blew me away. He was telling my life in the smallest detail, just like somebody somewhere been reading my mail. I didn't know just what to do, I was feeling so strange. Something way down there inside me was starting to change. Jesus, he loved me.
Good up front, my friend, but in the end you lose.
and let go of that fooling around. Let the Lord Jesus show you what you've been missing. Put your feet down on the rock solid ground. Then you'll find out the answers to all your questions. There are a whole lot of good, good news. And you'll be so filled up with the Spirit, you won't have room for the blues. But if you ain't gonna sing the gospel, you're gonna sing the blues. No matter what rhythm, no matter what rhyme you choose. Tiny cage, till the day I heard your cry and set you free. But as I reached in to heal the hurt, you fled in wild dismay. Now your pain has made you blind as you can be. Echoes in the distance are almost all you hear from me. Each time I speak your name, you flee away. While the agonies of mindless flight grow more than you can bear, still you think it's because of me you feel this way. Soaring far above the storm, our moon spreads strong and wide, is the vision that you buried in despair. You dashed yourself against the storms and flutter terrified, when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts awake at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand. I'm waiting now for you to come to me. Soaring far above the storm, our wings spread strong and wide, is the vision that you buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms and flutter terrified, when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand. I'm waiting now for you to come to me. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand, waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me. Time's just grains of sand blown out of sight by winds of change. Nothing done by man alone is destined to remain. Our own desires deceive us and pervert the best laid plans. And wickedness and desperation beats the heart of man. Boats without an anchor, ships without a sail, blown by doubt and circumstance, too far gone to bail. Why go past the harbor? Why ignore the light? Sailing on an endless sea to vanish in the night. If you build with the crooked cornerstone, how you gonna make it stand? If your ship goes down in heavy seas, how you gonna get to land? What you gonna do when the river rises and your house is on the sand? If you're filled with the crooked cornerstone, how you gonna make it stand? Rising high, the wreckage of the race upstream, the flotsam of the line. Mansions from the riverside, shanties from the pier. All the ones who told themselves it'll never happen here. If you're filled with the crooked cornerstone, how you gonna make it stand? If your ship goes down in heavy seas, how you gonna get to land? And what you gonna do when the river rises and your house is on the sand? If you build with a crooked cornerstone, how you gonna make it stand? If you build with a crooked cornerstone, how you gonna make it stand? If your ship goes down in heavy seas, how you gonna get to land? What you gonna do when the river rises and your house is on the sand? If you build a crooked cornerstone, how you gonna make it stand? 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 Here I am, just a poor man, made poorer still by the knowledge of the riches I have squandered. Oh, I've wandered, I stand convicted, even knowing that the deepest of my wounds were mostly self-inflicted. Where did my heart go? Where have I been? You opened my eyes to the darkness and lies, and I shut them again. And I want to go home to my father. I want to be part of where my heart says I belong. I want to wash my weary soul in living water. I've been away way too long. I want to go home. Out on the boundary of my freedom, I was looking for fences that would keep me in, and I found there were none. Only your sweet love, Lord, fool that I've been. You broke the chains to my heartache and pain, and I forged them again. And I want to go home to my father. I want to be part of where my heart says I belong. I want to wash my weary soul in living water. I've been away way too long. I want to go home. Oh, Jesus, Lord, please help me. I'm so full of regret. It's so hard to forgive myself. It's harder to forget. I need you to hold me and heal me. Mold me and steal me. By the power of your word, to be the son you call me to be. To hear the jailer turn the key and push the door. Get out here, he shouted, but I stayed there on the floor, frozen in the terror that rose and filled my brain, for I knew what they intended. I could not face the pain. Then soldiers came into the cell and they dragged me to the yard. They threw me down before a cross and brought the whip down hard. Carry it, they shouted, as I struggled to my feet. I put my shoulder under it and dragged it to the street. I stumbled through a wall of screams as they drove me through the gate. It seemed a thousand to line the streets, their voices filled with hate. Like a wolf pack in the night that moves in for the kill. They closed the gap on us as we started up the hill. And it seemed I barely reached the top when they grabbed me from behind. They threw the cross down under me and tied the ropes that bind the arms close to the beams as they nailed the feet and hands. And they raised the cross up in the air and dropped it in its stand. Thank you.
Through a blur of pain, I saw the cross there next to mine. There were people all around it, so I looked to read the sign. It was nailed there up above his head, so the world could see the news that the man who seemed so helpless there was the king of all the Jews. And the crowd that stood around his cross made jokes about his name. They shouted, laughed, and spat on him, so I joined in the game. I said, hey, if you're the king, why don't you get us down from here? But the taunt just sounded hollow. It echoed in my ears. As he looked at me with eyes that seemed to reach into my heart, they shone a light on all my lies and tore my life apart. There was more that lay behind that gaze than simply blood and clay. But knowing was too much for me, I had to look away. But I chanced another look at him while he was looking down, where the soldiers who just crucified us drank there on the ground. And although he spoke them quietly, somehow his words came through. He said, Father, please forgive them. They don't know what they do. And then, as if they'd heard him speaking, the crowd began to roar, whipped a frenzy by the priests who urged them on to more. But the worse the accusations now, the plainer I could see the guilt of the accusers, not the one there next to me. But the man upon the other cross began to curse and swear, and his voice was filled with venom as he hurled it through the air. All the horror that was in him and had laid his life to waste came out in every syllable he flung in Jesus' face. Jesus only looked at him, but something rose inside of me. In spite of all that watched us there, it couldn't be denied, because his righteousness and innocence were shining bright and strong. I just couldn't keep my silence. If that cursing still went on, I cried out, don't you fear the wrath of God, even at the end. You'll curse us both into the pit. Is that what you intend? We're only getting what we're due. We've sinned our whole lives long. But don't you talk to him that way, 'cause he's done nothing wrong. Then with all my courage, in a voice not quite my own, I asked him, Lord, remember me when you come into your throne. He answered me, and even then his love was undisguised. He said, before the sun has set today, you'll be with me in paradise. The shouts and curses did not stop even when the sunlight ceased, but somehow in the midst of it, my soul had been released. Though the agony continued, it was still too small a price to be allowed to hear those words and to die beside the Christ. Thank you.
Then darkness changed to dawning, and I heard the sound of voices. The air was warm around me. I stood beside a stream, and Abraham was speaking to the multitudes before him of the unfolding of the answer to our prayers and hopes and dreams. Then far across the chasm came a rumbling like the thunder, and the Prince of Peace came shining. From his mouth, the power streamed, and the walls and towers crumbled, and the gates of hell went under, as thousands sang the victory. We have been redeemed. Jesus is the Lord of all.
Thank you. Your heart.